I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, listen, anytime there is something going on in the community, I like to let y'all know what it is, what's happening. You know, we are the Good Neighbor Station, and, you know, I like to be a good neighbor to the people who listen to this show. And today there is an event going on until 4 o'clock, a free pop-up shop where people can come and do some holiday shopping, and it is at no cost to them. There's clothes, there's household items. So listen, it may not be you, but if you know a family and the parents and the children need clothing, if you know a neighbor who lost everything, maybe in a fire, they may be in transition, maybe coming out of homelessness, there's a place that has hundreds of pairs of shoes, hundreds of outfits, suits and dress-up things, household items, toys for children. And they are giving them away an unlimited supply today for free. You know, if you go to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill, they're going to charge you a little bit. But this event today charges nothing. And I just thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to be good neighbors. And there's somebody that we know who may be hurting and needs a little bit of help this holiday season. So I brought Marsha Carter on. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is live at the Beyond New Distribution Center for this free holiday pop-up shopping spree for any and everyone to attend. Marsha, thank you for taking a break and taking some time to tell us about this event.
Hey, Shaletta, thanks for having me. The event is already happening. Families have been pouring in, and we are having a great time. Moms are getting shoes and clothes for their children. Dads are getting jackets for the winter weather that's coming up because we've had such good weather so far.
Yeah, we have been blessed, but the day is coming when folks will need hats and coats and gloves. And, you know, I'm thinking about the kids that are at school with my kids. And, you know, you see them with their hands in their pocket because they can't afford gloves or, you know, just kind of, you know, with a light jacket on when they really need a warm winter jacket. Talk to me about some of the things that you are giving away for free at this holiday pop-up shopping spree that's taking place today in St. Paul until 4 o'clock.
Yes, we have warm weather clothes. We have snow pants, snow jackets, joggers. We have fleece hoodies and pants, jeans for the entire family. So we have it from a brand new newborn that is being bundled up all the way to the grandparents. Whatever the need is, we have something for everyone. We have the hats, the scarf, the wraps, gloves, snow boots, shoes, sneakers, whatever the need is, we have it.
And this is going on today until 4 o'clock. You're at the Everest Arts and Science Building at 713 Minnehaha Avenue East in St. Paul. That's up on the third floor, the Everest Arts and Science Building, 713 Minnehaha East in St. Paul. on the third floor. You've got folks out there at the door to let and usher people in so they don't have to worry about where they need to go or getting lost once they get into the building. And Marsha, you know, this distribution center that you have really been doing some good work. Let me just back the train up a little bit, because what is amazing is that, you know, you go out with the fire department when they have families who have lost everything, and you and your team come out and provide them with clothing and household items as they go to a shelter or a hotel. And just yesterday, you worked with Dr. Verna Price, a friend of this show, to make sure that some of the men who are just getting out of jail, who were formerly incarcerated, who want to go out and look for jobs and find work, have suits. And you gave away hundreds of suits and clothing and shoes yesterday. Talk to me about the work that you do on a regular routine basis, because it's more than just this pop-up shop.
It is more, Shaletta, and you are correct. We did that yesterday, but we have teamed up with Red Cross, that families that have lost their entire belongings because of a house fire. Families of 5 and 7 that literally have nothing. We have been able to stand in the gap between what they currently need to what they will get future. So we've been able to clothe families of 7 and 10, no matter what the ages are, from the children to the parents. And we also have been receiving great donations for pots and pans, towels and washcloths. So we really try to provide holistically for the entire family.
And I need to know, how do you get all this stuff? Because when I saw all the ties and the suits and the shoes, I mean, stylish stuff that you gave away to hundreds of men yesterday over in North Minneapolis who are trying to get back into the workplace through Dr. Verna's replanting program. And I was like, where did she get all this stuff? I mean, it looks like Macy's. It looks like TJ Maxx. It's like a whole, you came with the racks and you had the suits and the shoes and the ties, and y'all were teaching people how to tie ties, and you were just loving on these men so that they could go out and their confidence was through the roof. Where do you get all these donations? How do you curate the clothing and the household items that you're giving away to people?
You know, Shaletta, it has come through word of mouth from family and friends. We have received a partnership with Junction Flats. We also have the opportunity with people like you that, you know, give us a shout out or think about us when they're out in the community, how to connect with other organizations. And so currently it is word of mouth. It's a friend of a friend. It's a family member. It's a community member that is helping with our supply.
Well, we got to get you connected to some folks, some organizations, whether it is Catholic Charities or the United Way or Face to Face or whomever, because the work that you are doing, so many people, especially transitioning out of homelessness, need this opportunity, because you can give someone a place to stay. But what if they don't have anything to wear? How are they going to, you know, survive? How are they going to go to school? How are they going to go get a job and take care of their families? You know, having something to wear, having something to put on. I saw it yesterday. It means so much to these people. Yeah, they need somewhere to stay, but also having something to wear matters.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And you know how the saying is, you know what? If you look good, you feel good. And we saw that demonstrated at Dr. Verna's event for the men. You know, they have fallen on hard times. You know, they're back out here in the community trying to make a life for themselves. And so we were able to supply quality suits and beautiful dress shirts and ties. And we saw them light up. And because they looked good, they felt good. And everyone in the room could feel it and see it. And
now,
so,
I'm getting some notes from some folks, and they want to know how they can get in touch with you because they see the work that you're doing. This holiday pop-up shop is going on right now, and I don't know if they've got donations or they want to link you up with their companies, but I want to make sure before you go that people know how to get in touch with you. Give us your website and your email address.
Yes. So the website is beyondthedancenetwork.com or .org. And our email is beyondthedancenetwork@gmail.com.
Okay. beyondthedancenetwork@gmail.com. Marcia, what's the overall goal for today's event, this holiday pop-up shop that's for everyone where people can come in and get complimentary clothing and household items? I know, you know, one of the things that you told me that was so sweet that's happening is kids are coming in and shopping for gifts for their moms who otherwise wouldn't get anything for Christmas. And you guys got a little station set up where they can gift wrap it. And that may be the only gift that that mom gets under the tree this year.
Right. And so our goal really is to help meet the need of each family, focus on moms that are always juggling, you know, one or two children, the household, and maybe work, and so that their budget can be extended to another area. This way we can help meet a need through the holiday season where they don't have to spend their hard-earned dollars on clothing or household goods. They can use their money in other areas. And so just trying to eliminate some of the hardship that comes with the inflation and comes with just not having enough. And we have more than enough. So please come and see us today.
She is over in St. Paul. This event is going on until 11 o'clock at the Everest Arts and Science Building, 713 Minnehaha Avenue East in St. Paul, up on the third floor. You can go and shop for free. There's clothing, there's household items, there's shoes. So if you're okay, you know, some of us are okay. If you're okay, that's awesome. But you know somebody who could benefit from this. Their children need winter clothes and boots and shoes and gloves and hats. Their family is in transition and could use an outfit or two or some household items. That is what this event is here for, and that is why Marcia has a mission to help our community. Thank you so much, Marcia, for joining us. I know you got to get back to helping everybody. I just can't wait to see the pictures and the amazing work that you are doing for our community. God bless you for everything.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. You are just rocking out here in this community, and we all just give you a shout out and a big thank you for all of your support.
Yep.
We love you.
We love you too, and we are doing it together.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, listen, anytime there is something going on in the community, I like to let y'all know what it is, what's happening. You know, we are the Good Neighbor Station, and, you know, I like to be a good neighbor to the people who listen to this show. And today there is an event going on until 4 o'clock, a free pop-up shop where people can come and do some holiday shopping, and it is at no cost to them. There's clothes, there's household items. So listen, it may not be you, but if you know a family and the parents and the children need clothing, if you know a neighbor who lost everything, maybe in a fire, they may be in transition, maybe coming out of homelessness, there's a place that has hundreds of pairs of shoes, hundreds of outfits, suits and dress-up things, household items, toys for children. And they are giving them away an unlimited supply today for free. You know, if you go to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill, they're going to charge you a little bit. But this event today charges nothing. And I just thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to be good neighbors. And there's somebody that we know who may be hurting and needs a little bit of help this holiday season. So I brought Marsha Carter on. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is live at the Beyond New Distribution Center for this free holiday pop-up shopping spree for any and everyone to attend. Marsha, thank you for taking a break and taking some time to tell us about this event.
Hey, Shaletta, thanks for having me. The event is already happening. Families have been pouring in, and we are having a great time. Moms are getting shoes and clothes for their children. Dads are getting jackets for the winter weather that's coming up because we've had such good weather so far.
Yeah, we have been blessed, but the day is coming when folks will need hats and coats and gloves. And, you know, I'm thinking about the kids that are at school with my kids. And, you know, you see them with their hands in their pocket because they can't afford gloves or, you know, just kind of, you know, with a light jacket on when they really need a warm winter jacket. Talk to me about some of the things that you are giving away for free at this holiday pop-up shopping spree that's taking place today in St. Paul until 4 o'clock.
Yes, we have warm weather clothes. We have snow pants, snow jackets, joggers. We have fleece hoodies and pants, jeans for the entire family. So we have it from a brand new newborn that is being bundled up all the way to the grandparents. Whatever the need is, we have something for everyone. We have the hats, the scarf, the wraps, gloves, snow boots, shoes, sneakers, whatever the need is, we have it.
And this is going on today until 4 o'clock. You're at the Everest Arts and Science Building at 713 Minnehaha Avenue East in St. Paul. That's up on the third floor, the Everest Arts and Science Building, 713 Minnehaha East in St. Paul on the third floor. You've got folks out there at the door to let and usher people in so they don't have to worry about where they need to go or getting lost once they get into the building. And Marsha, you know, this distribution center that you have really been doing some good work. Let me just back the train up a little bit, because what is amazing is that, you know, you go out with the fire department when they have families who have lost everything. And you and your team come out and provide them with clothing and household items as they go to a shelter or a hotel. And just yesterday, you worked with Dr. Verna Price, a friend of this show, to make sure that some of the men who are just getting out of jail, who were formerly incarcerated, who want to go out and look for jobs and find work, have suits. And you gave away hundreds of suits and clothing and shoes yesterday. Talk to me about the work that you do on a regular routine basis, because it's more than just this pop-up shop.
It is more, Shaletta, and you are correct. We did that yesterday, but we have teamed up with Red Cross, that families that have lost their entire belongings because of a house fire. Families of 5 and 7 that literally have nothing. We have been able to stand in the gap between what they currently need to what they will get future. So we've been able to clothe families of 7 and 10, no matter what the ages are, from the children to the parents. And we also have been receiving great donations for pots and pans, towels and washcloths. So we really try to provide holistically for the entire family.
And I need to know, how do you get all this stuff? Because when I saw all the ties and the suits and the shoes, I mean, stylish stuff that you gave away to hundreds of men yesterday over in North Minneapolis who are trying to get back into the workplace through Dr. Verna's replanting program. And I was like, where did she get all this stuff? I mean, it looks like Macy's. It looks like TJ Maxx. It's like a whole, you came with the racks and you had the suits and the shoes and the ties and y'all were teaching people how to tie ties and you were just loving on these men so that they could go out and their confidence was through the roof. Where do you get all these donations? How do you curate the clothing and the household items that you're giving away to people?
You know, Shaletta, it has come through word of mouth from family and friends. We have received a partnership with Junction Flats. We also have the opportunity with people like you that, you know, give us a shout out or thinks about us when they're out in the community, how to connect with other organizations. And so currently it is word of mouth. It's a friend of a friend. It's a family member. It's a community member that is helping with our supply.
Well, we got to get you connected to some folks, some organizations, whether it is Catholic Charities or the United Way or Face to Face or whomever, because the work that you are doing, so many people, especially transitioning out of homelessness, need this opportunity, because you can give someone a place to stay. But what if they don't have anything to wear? How are they going to, you know, survive? How are they going to go to school? How are they going to go get a job and take care of their families? You know, having something to wear, having something to put on. I saw it yesterday. It means so much to these people. Yeah, they need somewhere to stay, but also having something to wear matters.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And you know how the saying is, you know what? If you look good, you feel good. And we saw that demonstrated at Dr. Verna's event for the men. You know, they have fallen on hard times. You know, they're back out here in the community trying to make a life for themselves. And so we were able to supply quality suits and beautiful dress shirts and ties. And we saw them light up. And because they looked good, they felt good. And everyone in the room could feel it and see it.
And now, so, I'm getting some notes from some folks, and they want to know how they can get in touch with you because they see the work that you're doing. This holiday pop-up shop is going on right now, and I don't know if they've got donations or they want to link you up with their companies, but I want to make sure before you go that people know how to get in touch with you. Give us your website and your email address.
Yes. So the website is beyondthedancenetwork.com or .org. And our email is beyondthedancenetwork@gmail.com.
Okay. beyondthedancenetwork@gmail.com. Marcia, what's the overall goal for today's event, this holiday pop-up shop that's for everyone where people can come in and get complimentary clothing and household items? I know, you know, one of the things that you told me that was so sweet that's happening is kids are coming in and shopping for gifts for their moms who otherwise wouldn't get anything for Christmas. And you guys got a little station set up where they can gift wrap it. And that may be the only gift that mom gets under the tree this year.
Right. And so our goal really is to help meet the need of each family, focus on moms that are always juggling, you know, one or two children, the household, and maybe work, and so that their budget can be extended to another area. This way we can help meet a need through the holiday season where they don't have to spend their hard-earned dollars on clothing or household goods. They can use their money in other areas. And so just trying to eliminate some of the hardship that comes with the inflation and comes with just not having enough. And we have more than enough. So please come and see us today.
She is over in St. Paul. This event is going on until 11 o'clock at the Everest Arts and Science Building, 713 Minnehaha Avenue East in St. Paul, up on the third floor. You can go and shop for free. There's clothing, there's household items, there's shoes. So if you're okay, you know, some of us are okay. If you're okay, that's awesome. But you know somebody who could benefit from this. Their children need winter clothes and boots and shoes and gloves and hats. Their family is in transition and could use an outfit or two or some household items. That is what this event is here for, and that is why Marsha has a mission to help our community. Thank you so much, Marsha, for joining us. I know you got to get back to helping everybody. I just can't wait to see the pictures and the amazing work that you are doing for our community. God bless you for everything.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. You are just rocking out here in this community, and we all just give you a shout out and a big thank you for all of your support.
Yep.
And we love you.
We love you too, and we are doing it together.